Brent Williams had never been so exhilarated, ever. He parked the borrowed Ferrari in a lot and cut the engine. The car's top pulled back, and he breathed the crisp night air. The drive in the fancy car had felt like freedom, even though it was but a short and fake sort of freedom. His reality would soon come crashing back around him. For the past 5 years, eating at cheap hole-in-the-wall places where the food's origin was questionable and sleeping wherever he could lay his head had taken its toll on his young body. Well, not that young anymore. He would be 30 in a year, and honestly, his situation had somewhat improved. At his last job, he could sneak uneaten food from diners' plates before he shoved the dishes through the dishwasher. Stepping out and closing the door to the Ferrari, Brent searched the sea of cars, looking for a hunkering shadow. That was silly. He'd only been there a week. There was no way they could track him so soon. Through the window of the building, he heard a cheer go up. The party was in full swing. He cringed at the thought of joining in the festivities. There would be too many people around. Who was he kidding? He hated functions with two people. But Zeke had made him promise to come. Brent desperately needed his friend's help, and so he agreed. He'd make a quick appearance and duck out. Who knew? Maybe he'd find a pretty woman who wouldn't mind hooking up with the geeky scientist, doing a perfect impression of a string bean. Brent scoffed at that. Sex hadn't even been on the radar for the last 2 years. When trying to survive, some things were more important than others. That wasn't to say his male urges hadn't been taken care of when necessary. He headed for the entrance and the next painful few minutes that would be his socializing for the month. Seeing all Nick's employees and family members crammed in the party room sent his heart into a spin. With his back to the wall, he slid toward the dark corner, praying nobody noticed him. Zeke, Alexa, and Nick stood at the front of the room. With so many people, he could barely see them. Everyone lifted their drink of choice and yelled cheers. Nestling into a cozy spot between a stack of wine boxes and the wall, Brent took in the crowd. From the standing toast, most returned to their seats. And that's when he saw her. The most stunningly breathtaking, tongue-tying woman he'd ever seen. Long legs, silky hair, cherry red lips. His chest ached. His eyes followed her every movement. Nick handed her the microphone. "Thanks, everyone," she said. Her voice was a symphony from heaven to his ears. She said more, but his mind was stuck on the melody of her voice, not her words. Never had something entranced him so. If he'd been walking, it would have stopped him. A tall guy with muscles to spare turned to him. "Yeah, perfect, huh?" the man said, shaking his head. "Too bad she's not looking for a quickie. I'd quickie her all night long." Anger at the man's words zipped through him. How dare this musclehead speak of this thing of beauty so crassly? The woman deserved to be praised, not reduced to a sexual joke. Brent's hands clenched into fists as the big man laughed and turned completely to him again. "Really, pencil neck, you want to get into a fight with me?" Anger quickly morphed into fear. Brent held his hands up, palms out.
"I don't want any problems. I just thought what you said wasn't.
How did this guy even know he was mad? Curiosity took over. He whispered over the voice on the speakers.
"Are you a shifter?"
The man cocked a brow. "Aren't we all? But you." That surprised him. Was he the only human in the bunch? And the woman of his dreams was a shifter? His eyes glanced toward the front of the room. Alexa was introducing Marie. What a beautiful name. To those at the head tables,